How does an economist look at climate change? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Garth Utell, assistant professor of economics at Georgia State University, explains his research into the benefits and risks of solar geoengineering.
The most straightforward way of addressing climate change is by reducing emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, what policymakers call abatement. The big problem with abatement is that it's expensive. There's an alternative to abatement, though, called solar geoengineering. It reduces temperatures by reducing the heat that's coming into our atmosphere by, for example, distributing tiny sulfur-based particles into the upper atmosphere. They'll reflect incoming sunlight just enough to reduce temperatures. The big advantage is that it's cheap, maybe even up to 100 times cheaper than abatement. It's also much quicker at reducing temperatures, but it has some disadvantages. For instance, it could trigger unforeseen consequences in the climate, and it does nothing to address ocean acidification. As an economist, it strikes me that we should think about how we trade off these costs, benefits, and risks using cost-benefit analysis. So I did, along with a pair of co-authors in a series of research projects. We modify a standard model of climate change policy to include solar geoengineering, and we use it to see how optimal policy is affected. We find several things. First, solar geoengineering and abatement are substitutes. Using solar geoengineering reduces how much abatement we need by up to 20%. Second, however, solar geoengineering and abatement are imperfect substitutes, since solar geoengineering doesn't reduce greenhouse gas concentrations. This means that while solar geoengineering can temporarily be used to keep temperatures in check, in the long run, we must still eliminate greenhouse gas emissions. Of course, there are substantial uncertainties surrounding solar geoengineering, and so these results must be interpreted cautiously. Nevertheless, they provide a crucial first step for thinking about how we can optimally incorporate solar geoengineering into climate policy.
That was Garth Utell of Georgia State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.